yours, Dunkai. We need to keep it super profesh.
Profesh is my middle name.
You said your middle name was Danger.
In the PG-13 film The Fall Guy, Colt Seavers has fallen on hard times. Sure, as a one-time Hollywood stuntman, he was supposed to fall off buildings, bridges, even the occasional flying helicopter. But Colt didn't mind. The money was good, the jobs were steady, and more often than not, he worked alongside his girlfriend Jody. But that was before a stunt went wrong. The accident broke his back, his spirit, and his relationship with Jody. And that might have been the end of Colt's Hollywood story if he hadn't gotten a call from Gail, a longtime movie producer. Ex-girlfriend Jody's a director now, working on her first big movie in Australia, and she needs a stuntman. But when Colt rushes down under, he learns that Gail has a different job in mind. The movie's leading man has gone missing. Gail wants Colt to find him quickly and quietly. After all, he doesn't want Jody's movie to fail, does he?
The biggest action star on the planet is missing. You need to bring him back, or Jody's movie is dead.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. Nobody's gonna notice you. That's your job. No offense.
I mean, some taking.
The Fall Guy, loosely based on the 1980s TV series, is a fun, clever salute to Hollywood stunt men and women. No surprise that we see plenty of stunts, but all the mayhem comes with a light, even silly vibe. But while the movie doesn't take itself too seriously, parents should. The pervasive violence, as light as it can feel, comes with nods to torture, suicide, and murder. Sensual jokes and revealing garb make their appearances as well, and harsh profanities push The Fall Guy right up to the edge of the film's PG-13 rating. And because of that, we're giving The Fall Guy a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Jonathan McKee for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.